Teresa Bloomberg, psychologist, joins us again today. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
It's my go-to girl.
I love being here. Thank
when we
you.
When we come apart at the seams, it's my go-to girl, Teresa. It's good to see you again.
Thank you, and you too.
I'm angry with the government. Have you got a pull for me?
Yes, but first I just want to go back.
Just breathe deeply.
I love being here with you and your brain. Okay. Yeah, we're all angry, Clarence. We are angry. We are frustrated. We feel helpless. We feel hopeless. And my concern is if that continues for a long time, that's going to impact on our well-being. Continuous stress. So.
And things are colluding on multiple fronts. I mean, prices are going up. You throw in your fill up your tank. I mean, I had to do that twice this weekend. Who do I swear at?
You see, that's what I'm worried about. Because we bring that, we've got to take that anger, and it's got to go somewhere. And I hope not with the family, the animals, the people, the colleagues. That anger has got to go somewhere. And remember, Clarence, we've just come out of the pandemic. I don't need to remind everyone. So we've had continuous stress for a long time, many years. And as you said, a decade with the rolling blackouts. That's a lot of uncertainty.
And it looks as if it's here to stay for the foreseeable future.
Yes.
So how do you deal with uncertainty?
Absolutely. Okay. So we have to feel like we're in control, because right now we're not. You know, we don't even know our schedules are right. We don't even know when it's coming. And that keeps changing all the time. So my concern is, how do we take back the control? How do we just our own little universe and make it work for us? Because otherwise it's going to impact on our health. So there's a few tips we can get into when we get there.
I think, firstly, you should give us, again, those red flags. You spoke about red flags a little earlier. Well, we should be observing ourselves, right? And we should be looking for certain trends and traits, and that maybe is going to suggest that we need to rethink stuff.
Now, how did you know that? This is exactly where I want to go with this, and we didn't even discuss this.
That's how I know you.
It's about self-reflection. That's the whole message I want to get today. Because it started with me, Clarence. It started when we have the load shedding, and then I get angry and I get frustrated and I get furious and I swear, and then I'm starting to swear at the animals and the people and the wah, 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 and then my shoulders get tense and then I get headaches and I'm like, this isn't healthy. And it came with the self-reflection, like, Charissa, you need to have a big talk with yourself. This is not worth it. And we've got to do that, Clarence. We've got to self-reflect and see what impact this is having on us.
Yeah, and maybe adjust your response then. Because I used to be angry because I'd be in the middle of something and then I lose power, Charissa. Now I'm like, hey, it's an opportunity to sleep. Gone are the deadlines. I'm not even worried about it. Is that a healthy way? Maybe it's forcing us to reprioritize. Maybe there's good that can come out of us.
Absolutely. Like you said, there's always a silver lining. But I love it. You've reprogrammed your thoughts. Because remember, Clarence, thoughts leads to feelings, which leads to action. So I'm angry, and then I start feeling it, and then I behave like that. So we have to start changing it, and we have to start saying, yes, exactly. Lights out. What can I do? Is it family time? And if we're all blessed to have that UPS and the inverter, wow, wonderful. It doesn't affect you. But we need to start changing those thoughts, exactly as you've said.
Yeah, maybe with load shedding plan, we'll run around the park or go to the beach or something.
Yes, or have that sleep that you want to catch up with, exactly as you said. I do that. If light's out at 10, I can't watch TV. Okay, let me try and get some sleep. Wow, I had 8 hours. That never happens in a long time.
I think a myriad of ways that we can fill up 2 hours of load shedding.
Yes.
But come the end of the month and you just don't have enough money to go around, how do you deal? I mean, how do you deal?
Yeah, that's a hard one because it's happened to all of us. Okay. So we have to find creative ways, and we have to find ways that is not going to be expensive to us. And what can we do, and how can we relate, and can we go on a picnic, and how can we just be creative? But the whole message about that is not to take the anger and the frustration personally, which is hard, and not to take it out on our families. That's the most important thing. Because you know what, Clarence, I just think a lot of us is burnt out. A lot of us has got adrenal fatigue and we don't even know it. And that is important for me. End of your burnout, and we don't know we've got it. We're tired of being tired. We're tired of being frustrated.
Yeah. Tell me about adrenal fatigue.
Yes. Okay. So that happens when there's continuous stress, and it's a different to stress that gives you, energizes you, and you're overwhelmed, and you've got to do things, and you've got. But when you get tired and you couldn't be bothered and you get depressed. So these four stages. The first stage, you feel, oh, a little bit irritable. There's maybe some skin things. There's a headache. You're a little bit tired. You have things to pep you up. Second stage, it gets a little bit worse. There's ongoing migraines. The immune system's affected. It's shutting down. You can't get rid of the flu. You get sick, the sore throats, the third stage. And so it goes till the fourth stage when there is absolute shutdown, when there's heart attacks, strokes, cancer. Then it's the final stage. And we don't even know we've got it. I've had it. Clarence, I've had it. It's very hectic.
Are you saying that your physical, your mental condition can lead to heart attacks, strokes, and cancer?
Yes, because our mind and our body is connected. Hallelujah, we know that. So here's the thing, and this is fact, it's not me. Every thought we think has an impact on our body, and every negative thought impacts us. It's got to go some way, and that's my concern. I think I've said concern how many times today, Clarence? Mm. But yes, it does. It impacts on us, and we're not even aware. So come the end of the year, we're exhausted, we're tired. Yes, we're going on holiday, great. But look what we've come through, and it's a time to debrief.
We were talking about South Africa at a risk of total blackout in that an article in Business Tech last week. But so too are we at an individual level at risk of blackout if we don't manage our stress. And we've created this opportunity for a conversation with Sherisa Bloomberg, our go-to psychologist, just to chat about this risk. Now, you know, there's tablets for anything. Isn't there like a tablet for adrenal fatigue?
No, the sad thing is, and here it is, you're so tired, Clarence, that to lift your hand to your face is a mission. To actually get going in the morning is a mission. So you can't think, oh, I'll have a long weekend, or I'll just sleep late and it'll go. The body is fatigued. The adrenals are fatigued. And it can take anything from 3 months to a year to get your body right. It's serious. Yeah.
And clearly, the stress is not going to let up. So how do you get your body into healing mode?
Okay, can I tell you all what everybody already knows? Can I repeat it? We have got to eat healthily. We've got to look at our diet. It's not just the fast foods. It's not just the coffee to get going, the alcohol, the cigarettes. Our body is stressed, so we've got to nurture it. We've got to do the meditation. We've got to do the walking in nature. You know about that. We've got to do the chilling. We've got to do the exercise. We've got to do all those things that everybody already knows, but we take for granted because we're too busy or we couldn't be bothered or time. Those are the things. Look after yourself. Self-healing and self-reflection is the only way it's going to get you back on a path to handle what, God forbid, is coming.
Yeah. There is something, yeah, that you are saying. It's about relenting. It's about, we can't change the stuff. No. It's about the serenity prayer in the Bible.
Yes, exactly so. Thanks for reminding me of that. Yes. But you know what else, Clarence? I know you love EQ. For those, the 17 composite scales, and part of that is flexibility and change management. Now, for me, I don't like change, so that's not so high on my scale. But for those people that can be flexible, that can change, that can adapt, that have high EQ, wonderful, they're going to manage this.
Yeah.
They're going to hand it over. Nothing I can do, how can I control my world? But those of us who struggle with flexibility is going to struggle. It's tough. It's a lot of work we need to do. It's human.
So you're saying this is going to be forced on us. Flexibility. You cannot control the outcomes all the time. Now, this is that opportunity to let it go.
Yes, you cannot control.
But it's not easy, you
say. No, you cannot control that. You cannot control your partner. You cannot control the things that are going to happen to you. It's how we're going to deal with it and what we're going to put in place to cope with it.
And finding out what that silver lining is in this dark cloud, it's there to teach you something rather than break you down. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I like the way that you've put that. Yes, if we self-reflect. So I can think, oh, wow, it's time with the animals. I've been nasty to them. You know, not really. But, you know, it's time to connect with friends if my phone works. It's a time that we need to reprocess. But only with self-reflection, debriefing, work on ourselves. It's hard work, Clarence.
And people are frazzled, eh? They're grumpy. They're grumpy. I'm not talking about the voice notes in sometimes. I can see people are biting really quickly.
Yes, that's exactly so. There's road rage. Your customer service is not so nice either. People are sulky. People are irritable. I rushed home the other day because I want to get things done before load shedding. Oh, guess what? And it didn't happen. I'm frustrated. Yeah, we're all a little bit on the edge. A lot on the edge.
Here's a WhatsApp message. And not all of us are angry about the situation and the load shedding. Some of us just ensure that we have boiled water in the flasks. I have a gas stove. Go to sleep or rest during load shedding. Read a book as I have a headlamp. My laptop has 9 hours of battery life. Some of us have lived in other African countries with similar problems, or even in rural areas of our country. Meditate, eat healthy, exercise, all free of charge.
Love that.
That's the person that goes with the flow.
Yes, that's the person that goes with the flow. It's flexible. Nothing I can do with it. It's fine. I've handed over. I'm prepared. Okay, what next? I'm sorted. Yeah. But there's a lot of us that aren't.
And I'm feeling for you all of a sudden. I'm a go with the flow kind of guy. I'm actually realizing that. But how can you snap out of it if you are that kind of control person?
That's a hard.
I know, you're saying eat healthily. Yeah. But right now you got bills to pay. Right now, you know, it's tough.
Yes, exactly. I had to cancel some overseas meetings. It's very difficult. Okay. Also, I mean, just digressing a bit, I spoke to someone in our block, a mom, a young mom. She's really got issues. She's not breastfeeding. We get up in the middle of the night. It's dark. What was the question? How are we going to snap out of it? By literally just doing it. Because the long-term effects on your health is going to be worse than the load shedding.
So all this worry is not going to help. It's going to make you sick.
Yeah, hair's going to fall out. Stress. Everything is going to make you sick. Exactly that, Clarence. That's the message I want to get today. It's going to make you ill.
Charissa Bloomberg, a psychologist at...
I don't know. It's,
private practice?
No more private practice. International speaker, Clarence, on 6 platforms.
Okay, now there we go. Okay,
there we go.
See what's happened since last week?
Yes.
Give it another 2 weeks. International speaker on 6 platforms, Charissa Bloomberg. And I think when you started your professional career, we were chatting, were we not?
Yes, years ago, and I always loved our little chat.
Yeah, Charissa's she's done the work, the hard work. And we're talking about South Africa at risk of a total blackout. We're not talking about Eskom. We're talking about your lights going off and about keeping your lights on, because I can see how people snap on the WhatsApp lines. So quick to respond, and it's the smallest triggers that gets the venom flowing.
Yes.
Man,
yes. Now I'm glad
you
said,
I just take a chill pull, you know, as we wind our way through the peaks and the valiums of life. Valium, come on, you're missing the pulls. Can a happy pull not help?
And
you refuse to answer that question.
Yeah. No, I'm not for happy pulls and CBDs and all of CBDs is okay. But Clarence, when
CBDs are okay. Maybe that will give you an opportunity to think differently on what we're confronting.
But last one I just want to make. When you snap, it's exactly as you said. The body goes up into flight or fright. We go into adrenaline fatigue. Adrenaline starts pumping. The heart starts going, whatever. Body goes up. Heart, everything. And then it's got to come down to normal.
Yeah.
But then we lose it again. It's got to go up. And your body can't sustain the highs and lows of that snapping.
You should have heard this voice note we had earlier from a person clearly frustrated, deeply angry with the traffic lights that are mal-timing. And I share his frustration, but he was literally at his wit's end.
Yeah.
I think he was pretty close to
losing
the plot.
Yes. But you see, it's not just the traffic lights, Clarence. It's been the build and the build and the layer upon the layer upon the layer. And this was the last thing, and now he can't take it. We blow, and that's the fight or flight.
And then, of course, I mean, maybe there's some advice that you are giving here that somebody can use.
Yes.
Maybe somebody is looking at their situation a little differently right now. But if you can't get to that particular stage where you can't break free from that anxiety, exasperation, frustration, what do you do?
Get help, get a coach, get someone who could actually set goals with you, start reprogramming your life, start setting your goals for next year, take small little steps. How are you going to improve yourself? How are you going to improve your health? How are you going to improve your business? This is a time for self-reflection and debriefing, and where are we in 2023? Get help if you can't. Talk to people.
Okay, and where would you just go and find that help? Google it.
Well, if a person can afford it, fantastic. They're
is it a psychologist
coaches.
Or a coach you need?
No, a coach, a lovely coach. A coach, a mentor. You don't need to go to a psychologist for that. A coach who sets you on your goals, who gives you, you know, who checks on you that you've done this. Have you done your exercise? Have you done this? Where are your goals? Where are you at? Have you journaled?
Okay, so you've been quite firm on coaches, and you've been quite firm on CBD. Is CBD part of your normal kind of, you should try this? And why?
Sure, I'm not advocating for it, but the one without the tea.
You're unequivocal about CBD. Okay.
But just because it helps with insomnia, it helps with sleep, it helps calm down.
Okay, you say so. Okay, it's the one without the THC.
Yes, okay. Yes, absolutely.
And there are places that you can get it.
Yes, the waters that you drink, the little, I wouldn't say tablets, little vegan sweetie things. Yes, it's all when we're going to fight or flight. I do that when I'm anxious.
Yeah.
To take that. Your chilpul.
Your chilpul. Get your chilpul. I'm just wondering how, just from your perspective, how young people are dealing with it. Obviously, they do not have the sense of normality that history of time has taught us, albeit that normality, yes, is gone. So we got a sense of normality. They're probably dealing with things a lot easier than us.
I think they are, and as long as they're on their social media and as long as that phone is charged, they're okay. The few I've spoken to, they're going with the flow. It is what it is vibe.
I remember when our winters were very cold. When there was frost on the ground, when I went to school and I would kick the frost and my shoes and socks would be full of snow. And it was just a season that we found joy in. I haven't seen frost for decades. So we have actually seen a lot of change.
Yes, we have. But we don't want the frost with no load shedding and be freezing cold without our heaters.
Hey, listen, I'm not even sure we had electricity when we had the frost. So we didn't care about electricity back then as well.
Yeah.
But we become so dependent on switching things on and off through electricity.
Yes.
It has thrown us completely. We don't know how to make a fire, make coffee on a fire anymore, make food on a fire. Maybe we should go out and camp. Is camping a great stress buster?
Yes, absolutely, because you're in nature. Go somewhere safe, you know, for theft and everything else. Go somewhere safe and be.
That's good help. You don't need that stress as well.
But camping is wonderful.
Yeah.
If you can cope with that. I'm not a camper. I'm not a happy camper, but others can. That's a wonderful idea.
They got glamping these days.
Yes,
with
that.
Flashing toilets, girlfriend.
Yes, and lights.
Is that your kind of camping style? Yes. So nature just generally is helpful as well.
Absolutely. Go listen to the birds, hug the trees, be out there. Yes. Walk there, go to the beach, do the cheap things.
Yeah. I found, I've been away for the past 5 days and I was on the beach and I thoroughly enjoyed myself, that it does kind of recalibrate the mind. You do get other perspectives on situations that you are confronting. Regardless of how dark your day might seem, you know, if you can, get away into nature.
Yes, and put the phone off and just be there and listen to the sounds of the sea that you haven't heard for ages because we've been addicted to our phones and our social media. Yes.
So there's benefit out of getting out of the routine, especially.
Yes, have a break, breathe, get away from it all. Absolutely, please. That will help the stress levels completely.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be like 5 days like I've just done. It can be a lot less. It can just be a hike on the mountain.
Yes, a few hours a day.
Charissa, we're going to have to wrap it up there. Is there any important stuff that we have not touched on that you think is going to be empowering through these days that are confronting us?
You know, I've got 5 pages here and we've touched on everything.
Wow.
So well done to you for asking the questions. I think just let's reflect. Let's just see where we're at before we go into the new year. That's all I'm saying. There's always room for improvement for us.
And my mother always used to say, in Afrikaans, wat die dood maak jy maak sterk. Is that good advice? If it doesn't kill you, it's going to make you stronger.
Yes, if you don't fall down underneath the stress. Yes, absolutely. I love that.
I guess that's what's prepared me for life, my mother.